This is Sunny for Chico Soul. This week, pollution burden in the low-income neighborhoods of Chapman and Mulberry, jobs and community programming in fire prevention, and No King's Day 3 in Chico. In local environmental news, Yucheng Tang has found that the low-income neighborhoods of Chapman and Mulberry are the most pollution-burdened in Chico. Both neighborhoods sit within a roughly triangular area bounded by Highway 99, Humboldt and Park Avenues, and Comanche Creek. This area shoulders a pollution burden worse than nearly 93% of California. Pollution burden refers to both the contamination people are directly exposed to and the broader health and environmental risks pollutants pose to surrounding communities. This finding comes from Cal EnviroScreen 5.0, a mapping tool developed by California's Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment, which uses 23 indicators to identify communities disproportionately burdened by pollution and socioeconomic factors. The draft map was released on January 28th. In local news, Leslie Layton reported that thousands of people marched from 10th Avenue up Esplanade Bike Path on Saturday for the No Kings 3 protest, which culminated at City Plaza with the Festival for Democracy. The two events were scheduled to coincide with what some are calling the biggest day of nationwide protests in U.S. history. One march organizer from ReSisters expected a larger turnout in Chico, but also noted that smaller nearby communities were holding their own No Kings protests events, some for the first time. Here's one protester speaking with Chico Soul.
I came today to show how I'm in solidarity with people who believe that the current administration should probably be disbanded and maybe even arrested for crimes against humanity.
In local jobs and community programming news, Linda Joy Fenley has a story about jobs in fire prevention and forestry with details from the president of the California Forestry Association, advertising a growing availability of jobs in the forestry industry. The Forestry Sector Jobs Initiative website currently has just under 100 jobs advertised, including one in Oroville. That number should increase to 150 to 250 jobs in the near future. Also, according to local organizers at the Butte Fire Safe Council, there will be an all-day California Tree School event at Paradise High School on April 18th. Those who register will be able to enroll in 4 classes from a catalog of 21 options, ranging from defensible space and home hardening to forestry pathology and nature journaling. The deadline to register is April 3rd, and some of the classes have already been filled. A $70 fee will cover all 4 courses and lunch. In case you missed it, Juan Flores posted a video about Meeker's Muse, an arts festival that took place in Chico on March 20th and 21st. Here's Samantha Zangrilli talking about IDEA Fab Lab, which she owns and operates in Chico.
Whole concept behind IDEA Fab Lab is that it's a maker space. It's a space for artists, for people who are interested, for people who like to do crafts to come and be able to access machinery and tools that they would not otherwise be able to access.
From IDEA Fab Lab came the idea to host the festival as a celebration of creativity and community. This has been Sunny for Chico Soul. Follow the latest at chicosoul.org, including additional details to our notice about 2 workshops on April 25th and May 16th for dreamers needing to renew their DACA status. We also have commentary on civic responsibility under the Trump administration. Last Monday's Hot Takes is a new column by AP Porter, which will run at chicosoul.org on the last Monday of the month. At chicosoul.org, you can also subscribe to our free weekly newsletter, The Little Sun, to get notified about new content and hear directly from our writers. That's chico.sol.org.